It's time for light that darkness can't defeat. It's time to escape from the shadow of death and into abundant life. For the people living in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Welcome to the Great Light Program with David Oyedepo Jr. Get set to arise and shine, because your light has come.
Gateways to operating in a different world. And today our focus is on the spirit of faith, which is equated with the spirit of might. Recall that according to scriptures, we saw that there are seven spirits of God, and they are broken into four categories. And we are looking at the fourth one, which is the spirit of faith, also can be referred to as the spirit of might. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, it said, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken." He said, "We also believe, therefore we speak." So the scriptures identify the reality of the spirit of faith. And it is known to us by scriptures that faith is the master key to a world of noiseless breakthroughs. Mark chapter 9, verse 23, "All things are possible to him that believes." So everyone that operates in faith is entitled to operate a life of noiseless breakthroughs. We also see from scriptures that the spirit of faith is one of the forces that empowers believers to operate in a different world. Hebrews 11 verse 33 and 34, "Who through faith subdued kingdoms, they wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Out of weakness they were made strong, they quenched the violence of fire," he said, "and they waxed valiant in fight and turned to flight the armies of the alien." They were in dominion by the force of faith. So faith empowers the believer to operate in a different world. We also see that we are called as believers to contend for the faith, or the spirit of faith, that was once delivered to the saints. Jude and verse 3, he said that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. So very clearly from scriptures, there is a spirit of faith that has been made available by God. And the Bible said we should contend for that same spirit of faith. I see that spirit of faith manifesting through you and me in the name of Jesus. We saw that Elisha passionately converted the spirit of faith on the life of Elijah, and he ended up with twice as much as Elijah did through the working of the very same spirit. That shall become your own experience in the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, our focus will be receiving the impartation of the spirit of faith. Receiving the impartation of the spirit of faith. That is the subject we are looking at and focusing on today in particular. Now, what is impartation? Today is our special impartation service. What really is impartation? Number one, it is the transmission of spiritual endowments from an anointed vessel to others. In the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 11, he said, "I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts, to the end that you may be established." So spiritual gifts, spiritual virtues, spiritual endowments are transferable. And the process of transferring or transmitting those spiritual virtues is what we refer to as impartation. In the book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 7, Paul the apostle speaking said, "Ye are all partakers of my grace." So graces are distributable. Graces are duplicatable. Graces are replicatable. And it is our duty, therefore, to position ourselves appropriately to receive of the unction and spiritual endowments of anointed vessels that God brings our way. Number two, it is the tangible transmission of the power of God from an anointed vessel for signs, wonders, and special miracles. The tangible transmission of the power of God from an anointed vessel for signs, for wonders, and for special miracles. And we saw this manifested clearly in Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter 14, verse 34 down to verse 36. The scripture tells us concerning Christ. He said, and when they were gone over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. He said, and men of the place took knowledge of him. They sent into all the country and they brought to him all that were diseased. Look at that. Everybody that was diseased in that entire environment was brought in. And they besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as were as touched were made perfectly whole. In other words, inside the garment was a clear overflowing of the graces that he carried. In the same way, we discover that every anointed vessel, particularly apostles and prophets, carry such graces that can be tangible and made available for our signs, miracles, and wonders as we desire. And I see that becoming our own experience today in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. I said somebody believe it, say loud amen. Now, very quickly, what are the channels of impartation? What are the channels of impartation as unveiled to us in scriptures? Number one channel of impartation is the word of God. We receive impartation through the word of God. In Luke chapter 5 verse 17, as Jesus was teaching, the power of God was present to heal. So impartation can be received by the word of God. By the word of God. Acts chapter 10, we see that as Peter spake in verse 44, he said the Spirit came upon all of them that heard the word. So the word is an avenue for communicating impartation. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2, he said, the Spirit entered into me when he speak unto me. I see that becoming somebody's experience here in the name of Jesus. Number two, we receive impartation through prophetic declaration. Prophetic declaration. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 14, he said, neglect not the gift of God that is in thee. And how did it come into you? It was given thee by prophecy. By prophecy. So prophetic declarations are spiritual avenues for making heavenly deposits. God deposits spiritual virtues by prophetic declarations. Prophetic declarations. That is one of the ways that we see impartation taking place. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 1 down to verse 14, we saw there Ezekiel in the valley of dry bones. And the Lord said to him, can these bones live again? He said, Lord, thou knowest. He said, now prophesy as I command you. And as he was prophesying, what he was saying was coming to pass because the Spirit of God was being transmitted via the word that was spoken. Shout hallelujah. I said, shout hallelujah. So prophetic declarations are heaven's avenue for making spiritual deposits. Number three, we receive impartation through laying on of hands. Through the laying on of hands. In Deuteronomy chapter 34 and verse 9, the scripture says to us there, he said, and Joshua was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands upon him. And number four channel of impartation is through the prophetic mantle. And that is what we have come here for this morning. Through the prophetic mantle. The Bible makes us to understand in 2 Kings chapter 9, chapter 2, verse 9 to verse 15. After staying doggedly connected to Elijah, Elijah looked at Elisha and asked him, what is it that you want? He said, I desire a double portion of the spirit that is upon you. And he said, you have asked a hard thing, but if you see me when I'm caught up, it shall be yours. And as Elijah was caught up by the chariots of fire, suddenly Elisha cried out, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horseman thereof. And the Bible said the mantle of Elijah fell and landed upon Elisha. And that opened up the manifestations of God on the life of Elisha. The Bible tells us that by the time Elisha got to Jordan, he smote the Jordan with the same mantle. And the mantle parted hither and thither. It responded to him the same way it did to Elijah. And the Bible said by the time it came to the sons of the prophet, they bowed themselves to the ground. Why? They said the spirit of Elijah is tangibly resting upon Elisha. I'd like you to know this morning that as the mantle, the prophetic mantle, will be going with you, that one you brought as a handkerchief today, as it is returning with you as a prophetic mantle today, it means that everything that answers to a servant, the same way Jordan was parted for Elisha in the order of Elijah, it will also be parted for you. I thought you believe you'll be saying a louder amen. I said, I thought you believe you'll be saying a louder amen. We see the same in the book of Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and verse 12. The Bible said, and God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul, that handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from him and went to the sick. And he said, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. They took handkerchiefs and aprons from his body, and they were taken to the sick. And wherever it arrived, the sicknesses departed. You see, you must come to understand the value of spiritual virtue. The arrival of virtue is the vacation of affliction. Therefore, whatever represents any affliction of the devil upon any department of your life, as the prophetic virtue upon his servant comes in your direction via these mantles, I see them vacating in the name of Jesus. If you look at that scripture very closely, he said they took them from his body and took them to the sick. And at their arrival, the sicknesses departed. Because whatever cannot go for you but bows to the prophetic will naturally bow to his unction. And that means that everything that bows to God's servant, our father, the apostle over this commission, by virtue of this prophetic encounter with the mantle, it bows for you from now in the name of Jesus. I said it bows to you from now in the name of Jesus. It bows to you from now in the name of Jesus. It bows to you from now in the name of Jesus. It bows to you from now in the name of Jesus. One of us, in a testimony that some of us have heard already, went looking for a house and entered into a place where she sought to let. She was with a little toddler in her hand and backing a baby on the back. And as soon as she entered the door to find out about the house, suddenly they closed the door behind her. And three hefty men standing said, "Welcome to the end of the world." But she was fully kitted. She carried in her hand the anointing oil and took it out and splashed it on the ground. And suddenly it caught fire. And when it caught fire, the men got startled. Hefty men, no shirt, with a bowl of blood, perhaps of other people they have sacrificed. And here comes another potential victim, but they picked the wrong person. And by the time the fire was emanating, one of them began to shout, the leader, "Get to the door and open it, drive them out of here." And they couldn't cross the barrier of the fire. And then she took her mantle to the closed door and waved it. And the door opened on its own. Why? Because nothing that door could not close against his servant. Therefore, it can't close against the unction that backs him. Now, this morning, whatever door cannot close behind his servant, whatever door cannot imprison him, I see those gates open on your behalf. Somebody believe it, say louder amen. I said somebody believe it, say louder amen. Somebody believe it, say the loudest amen. That's the power of the prophetic mantle. It carries the full deposit of the graces at work in a prophet or an apostle. Now, very quickly this morning, what is in the mantle? What is really in it? Because it is our understanding that determines our outcome. What really is in the mantle? What is loaded in it? What is available through it? In the book of 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 15, the Bible says that when Elisha emerged from that encounter, carrying that mantle in his hand, they said the spirit of Elijah doth rest upon Elisha. What is in that mantle? Number one, the overflowing priestly anointing. The overflowing priestly anointing. In Psalm 133 verse 1 down to verse 3, he said, how good it is when brethren dwell together in unity. It is like the oil that was on the head of Aaron. And that oil goes down his beard and all the way down to his skirt. So the priestly anointing is an overflowing anointing. And the priests represent the New Testament apostles and prophets. The Bible makes us to understand that very clearly. In Psalm chapter 45, we see there concerning Jesus in prophecy. It said, verse 6 down to verse 8, it said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Thy scepter is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And look at where that oil goes. He said, all thy garments now smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. This was Jesus in prophecy. And who is Jesus? The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 down to verse 3. It said, now consider the apostle and the high priest over our profession, Christ Jesus. So we see clearly that the New Testament version of the high priest in the Old Testament is the apostles and the prophets. And very clearly, according to scriptures, we see that there is an overflowing unction that does not only rest upon the head of a prophet, does not only rest upon the head of an apostle, but enters into garments. Whatever touches them has the capacity to draw on what is within them. Therefore, this morning, as these prophetic mantles will be coming your way, whatever is within his servant, whatever he carries, I see it being deposited in your life in the name of Jesus. So we see, therefore, that the mantle is the carrier. It is where you put, you load, as it were, the virtues that are contained inside an anointed apostle and a prophet. And that is what God has brought our way today via this avenue. And I see that becoming your own experience in the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. I said, somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Somebody believe it, say the loudest amen. How do I access the impartation of the spirit of faith? How do I access the impartation of the spirit of faith? Let's begin by understanding the fact that supernatural faith is a product of impartation of the spirit of faith. Supernatural faith is a product of the impartation of the spirit of faith. We see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. We also having the same spirit of faith, we have believed and therefore we have spoken. If it is the same, then it must have moved from one to another. We having the same spirit of faith. And we must also come to understand that God himself is behind the mystery of the impartation of the spirit of faith. God himself is behind it. And that is why you must be properly spiritually positioned, because it is God that carries out the transmission. In the book of Numbers chapter 11, verse 16 and verse 17, and also verse 24 and 25, we come across the children, the elders of Israel, gathered together before the Lord. And the Bible says, God spoke to Moses and said, gather them together and I will take of the spirit that is upon you and I will place it upon these 70 men. And the Bible says that the Lord brought them there and he took the spirit that was upon Moses and put it upon the 70 elders. He said, and it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and they ceased not. In other words, the prophetic virtue that was on the life of Moses landed visibly and evidently upon the life of these 70 men. So God is the one that takes it. God took the spirit and put it upon them. And that's what God has gathered us here for today. He's ready to take the spirit of his servant and put it upon your life. And I see that becoming your own experience in the name of Jesus. But how do I position myself? Because God will always work according to his word. How do I position myself to be able to partake of the impartation of the spirit of faith? Number one, identify a carrier. Identify a carrier. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 9, the Bible tells us there. He said, go to them that sell and buy for yourself. No one can give you what they don't have. Peter said in Acts chapter 3 verse 6, he said, such as I have, I give unto you. You can't request from a container what it does not contain. In the same vein, you can't collect from an individual what he does not carry. So you first identify a carrier. Identify a carrier. And carriers are identified not by explanation, but by manifestation. The result of the carrier is the proof of the content. You see, if you want to prove what a container holds, all you need to do is try the content. Does the content show what the container says on the bottle? If you carry a bottle of acid, it may look like water, but when you pour that content on paper, it will show you that it is not water. It is the manifestation that proves the content. In the same vein, it is the manifestations of the operation of the spirit of faith that prove an individual as the carrier of the same. And I have good news for you that God has brought you today to a center of the move of faith upon the earth today. He said to his servant, via an impartation of grace, he said, as he stood there in a meeting where Kenneth Hagin was ministering, he said something was fired from Kenneth Hagin right to him. And as it hit him, he began to sob. He said, and suddenly he saw his face, Kenneth Hagin's face, turned to like that of a baby, and oil dripping from his head. That oil was the unction, the overflowing unction that was upon his life. And the Lord said, now my son David, the baton has been passed over to you. And the proof of the baton is in all the faith testimonies that we can see in this commission. One of those faith testimonies is what you are sitting inside called the faith tabernacle. Therefore, I submit to you this morning that we are face to face with a carrier of the spirit of faith. Therefore, such as is contained in him is what you are going with today in the name of Jesus. Number two, receive the person and the ministry of the carrier. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 41, he said, he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet, he said, he shall receive a prophet's reward. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20, believe the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe also his prophets and you also shall prosper. So you receive the person and the ministry of the prophet. You cannot obtain what you despise. You must receive the ministry and the person of the carrier. Number three, you crave for what he carries. You crave for what he carries. Elisha said, Master, what I am looking for today is a double portion of the thing you carry. God's servant, our father, said he went to Tulsa in 1986 for that meeting. And all of his heart was crying and panting. Whatever you have put in Hagin, whatever makes Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, that is what I desire. And with that outpouring of passion in his heart, he took hold of it. You never take a spiritual grace casually. No way. You never partake of grace casually. It is those who are burning with a desire in their heart that are able to draw on the virtue. The Bible tells us that when this woman with the issue of blood came in contact with Jesus, Peter said, Master, everyone is thronging you. How can you ask who touched me? He said, no, somebody knows what I carry and values it, and is drawing from that thing by the crave of the heart. All of you are touching, but one is drawing. And the one that is drawing by the crave of the heart. You see, the truth is this. Everybody may touch, but it is those who crave that draw. It is not touching that changes. It is drawing that changes. There is virtue available for all who have crave to draw. The Bible says, he said, my God, thou my God, early will I seek thee. My heart, my soul thirsts for thee, and my flesh longs, craves for thee. And as a result of that, there is a release of empowerment. I see that becoming somebody's experience here in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Number four, honor him in your heart. 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 Mark chapter 6, verse 4 and verse 5. The Bible says, Jesus said unto them, a prophet is without honor, is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And the scripture says in verse 5, and there he could do no mighty work, save that he laid his hand upon a few sick folk and healed them. He came to a place where people, as it were, saw him as ordinary. They were too used to him. They were too used to him. And because they were too used to him, they dishonored what he carried. The result of that dishonor was they lost out on all that he carried. You see, it is the honor that you have that determines the virtue that you draw. It is the honor that you have that determines the virtue that you draw. The honor that you have. Elisha honored Elijah, and the result of that honor was he carried a double portion of that which was upon him. I'd like us to know, therefore, that the honor of the heart is the secret to drawing your path. The honor of the heart. The honor of the heart. And remember, God will always check the heart to determine your path. I, the Lord, I search the heart. I try the reins to give unto every man according to his ways and the fruit of his doings. God will only give to you according to the state of your heart. It's important for us to note, however, having seen all of these four channels, that the sonship connection is the ultimate natural access to impartation. The sonship connection is the ultimate natural access to impartation. Prophets in scriptures are identified as spiritual fathers to whom they are sent. They are identified as spiritual fathers. When Elijah was going up, even though Elisha was physically the son of Shaphat, the Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 12 to 15, as he was caught up, he said, Elisha saw it and cried, my father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horseman thereof. He cried, what was in his heart came out. He didn't see himself just as a servant. He saw the prophet as a father, and that became his natural access to what he carried. If you look at what the scripture says, there were many other people there, but Elisha was the only carrier. Many were carrying title of son of the prophet, but one was carrying the heart of a son of the prophet. And the one whose heart demonstrated that reality, God deposited the grace upon him. So it takes a sonship connection to take hold of the impartation of grace. 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 21. The Bible said, the king said, my father, shall I smite them? My father, shall I smite them? They are recognized in scriptures as spiritual fathers. And the scripture said that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 22. And that inheritance in spiritual matters has more to do with the virtue that they carry. I see the virtue that is upon his servant today being deposited tangibly upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. But like we have seen, it is our positioning as sons that determines our access to what he carries. In the natural, we see that children naturally carry the DNA of their father. There is no struggle for it. It is just a natural inheritance. In the same vein, in the spiritual children naturally carry the spiritual DNA of their father. They don't struggle for it. It is the cheapest way to gain access to it. Therefore, every genuine son of the prophet in the house today, you have a right with God to partake of the DNA of your spiritual father. And I see that DNA, that grace, making impact upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. You know, in the scriptures, we are made to understand that every creature produces after his kind. Genesis 1, 24 and 25. And we see also in 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 16 down to verse 22, that giants are born of giants. And that simply means that if the DNA of his servant rests upon us, the giant nature of him will also rest upon us. And I see that becoming our own experience in the name of Jesus. I'd like us to note this as I begin to round up this morning, that impartation is a spiritual platform for duplication and multiplication of grace. Not just duplication, but also multiplication. He said, I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift. First Romans chapter 1 and verse 11. And when Elisha cried unto, you know, demonstrated his desire to Elijah. And the virtue of Elijah came upon Elijah. It came as double what was upon Elijah. So inside this encounter, there is opportunity not only for duplication, but even for multiplication. And I see that becoming somebody's experience in the name of Jesus Christ. It's also important for us to recognize that every grace on the anointed is freely accessible to anyone who truly craves, covets, and is desperate for it. As long as you crave it, he said, freely you have received, therefore also freely give. It is freely available. And I see you partaking of your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, expect your special miracle packages, which include all the testimonies that have been recorded thus far in this commission. Whatever you have heard here before, God has it available for you. And new dimensions of what God has in store to be released as the prophetic mantle goes forth in this service. I have good news for you. Today is your day. Yeah. I said, today is your day. Yeah. I said, today is your day. Yeah. Lift your right hand to heaven right now and give God thanks for his word. Appreciate him, glorify him, celebrate him. He's worthy of praise. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed.
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's knocking at the door. Can you hear him knocking? Can you hear him knocking? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Is at the door.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I know that I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day you rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Take control of me from this day forward. Now I know that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I pray for you, Father. I thank you today for these precious ones you have drawn into your kingdom. Let the grace that has brought them keep them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, for each one of them, we decree today that the barriers against their life and destiny be broken in the name of Jesus. Grace to walk with you all the days of their lives, release it upon them. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say a loud amen.
If you have just received Christ as your Lord and Savior, or were blessed through this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. For inquiries and testimonies, send an email to info@tglmedia.org. We also invite you to visit one of our Winners Chapel churches near you anywhere around the world. Until next time, keep walking in the great light.